Hey folks, Kyle here. Thank you for listening. Just taking another quick second out here and add on my own show. Figure this is a good time to remind everyone of these shows I got coming up. I'm in Eureka, California. I'm in Portland, Oregon, Seattle, and Oakland, California, all starting actually next week. Basically some dates in there. May 16th in Eureka, 18th in Portland, May 23rd in Seattle, and May 25th in Oakland. Doing my show Hard to Say, this comedy show I'm working on. About living with trigeminal neuralgia. I've gone on and on enough about it on here. I really had a lot of fun out in Colorado last month, and people came out from the shows, and it's the best. Seeing people out at shows who like the podcast is just the best, and developing this show about the very odd and difficult thing I'm going through has been a pleasure that is unexpected and makes me very happy, and I'm very proud of the show. Like I said, I've got those dates coming up, kyleayers.com/shows. Please grab tickets now. Grab them while you're listening to this. Send it to a friend. Tell them to come out. Seattle, Portland, Eureka, Oakland. I would love for tickets to get moving a little bit. And so would the venues that are emailing me. And it's going to be a really good time. I hope to see you out. Thank you so much. I hope you're enjoying the episode. Once again, kyleayers.com/shows. Y'all are the best. Thank you. The absolute the best. Hey, everyone. Kyle here. From Never Seen It, this is the podcast where comedians rewrite famous movies they've never seen before, and we read their scripts. This is another edition of Just the Script. This is Allison Leiby has never seen Sausage Party, but she writes what she figures it probably is. I did a little punch-up, you know, from the previous one with Langston Kerman and Scarface. I thought it'd be fun to revisit some of everyone's favorite scripts from the past. Add some audio punch-up fun time, I don't know, to it, and go back and listen to it again. Going to keep it pretty short. I this one is so much fun. This is from back in June 2020, so it's a very remote recording, which you can hear a little bit in my microphone quality at the time. And, Allison Leiby never seen Sausage Party. I remember her being shocked at how high the Rotten Tomatoes score was for Sausage Party, so she said she wanted to write it herself and write a prestige Sausage Party. So this is it. Straight to it, just the script. Hope you like these little bonus things. I'm having fun making them and writing little songs and background music and all that. Enjoy Allison Leiby's Never Seen Sausage Party, but here's just her script.
Interior, the verse trap. Night. I'm sorry. Cigarette smoke hangs heavy in the air of the strip club. Synthy beats underscore depressing scene. We come up on Carl, a male sausage stripper, drunkenly gyrating barely along with the music. A seated female sausage, you know she's a woman because she has a bow on her head, watches.
So lady, you want to put this wiener in your schnitzel?
The woman coughs at him and throws some loose change on the stage before going back to her crossword. The camera snakes through the bar to the back booth. Two sausages, Ruth and Jean, nervously sip scotch.
And I told you where the keys to the safe are, right?
Yes, in the nightstand.
And in the safe are all the documents you need to start your life over. FDA approval, USDA grade, Flavortown passports.
You don't have to do this. We can run together. We can leave this dump behind. Find ourselves a grill to call home, a little Weber upstate. We can do it.
You have to go alone, and you know that. There's nothing left for me out there.
There has to be a way out.
There isn't. Ever since I got mixed up with these Hebrew nationals, I signed my death certificate. I knew one day this would all catch up with me.
Ruth sips her drink and a single tear streams down her casing. Jean holds her hand and they spend a moment in loving silence. Cut to exterior, the verse trap parking lot, same time. Rain pours down outside the club as a dark car pulls up to the lot. Two hot dogs, Avi and Elijah, sit in their dark car.
You sure she's in there? If she's not, the whole job is blown.
Oh, she's in there. That's her car.
We cut to see the Oscar Mayer wiener.
Jesus Christ.
Parked outside the strip club. Just then, several other dark cars surround the club.
Whoa, who are these guys?
Could be anyone. This bitch was in bed with the brats, the bangers, the franks. Hell, she even did a dirty deal with some of those fucked up vegan guys, the tempas.
I think you mean the satans.
Whoever the fuck they are. Yo, soy pissed.
Oh my god.
Yo, soy pissed.
I'm gonna pass out.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to fucking pass out.
Whoever the fuck they are, you're so pissed that they would fuck up this hit. Time for Ruth to meet her maker.
Interior, yes. The verse trap, same time. Ruth is helping Jean unload the contents of a cash register into a leather bag.
This should cover your travel, and then extra for the kids. Make sure they have plenty of peppers and onions.
I will.
Treat my little Genoa to the whole grain mustard, okay?
What about Carl?
We pan over to see Carl drunk. And now completely nude on stage. The woman sausage from the audience is holding his phone to take a photo of him.
She can't tell me she won't marry me now. Not when she sees this nitpick.
Carl stumbles around trying tragically to look hot in a nude photo. He holds up a remote control.
What's the remote for?
For scale!
Ruth observes the scene, knowing what she needs to do.
I'll take care of Carl. You grab that woman on your way out. Give her a ride to the bus station.
Ruth and Jean stare at each other before their last embrace. Jean grabs the bag of cash and the woman from the audience and leaves Ruth and Carl alone in the club for the last time.
Hey, Carl, hun, come here. I'll take that photo for you, okay? In just a second.
I need to look for Gina. I want to put my pig in her blanket.
You will, baby. And I want you to know that I love you, and I don't relish what I'm about to do.
Ruth puts her hand on Carl's shoulder and takes a deep, wavering breath. She then pulls out a gun and she then pulls out a gun and shoots him square between the eyes. His body falls to the ground naked and lifeless, like it had just rolled off a grill by accident. Ruth wipes away tears.
Good night. Mon petit saucisse.
Just then, the doors of the verse trap burst open, and Avi and Elijah run in, guns in their hands.
This is it, Ruth. Time to pay up, Chicago style.
Avi and Elijah raise their guns to shoot. Ruth stands perfectly still, gun at her side, Carl's limp body at her feet, his blood slowly spilling into the middle of the room.
There's nothing you could do to me that's worse than what I have done to myself. This is what happens when you throw a sausage party.
Ruth holds the gun up to her own head. Her own head. And pulls the trigger. She falls to the ground and dies. Fade out. The end.
Wow.
Damn, I have been alone in my house for way too long.
Yeah. Holy fuck, that's great.
This is what someone's gonna submit when they like admit me to like a mental institution.